trying to find on a field of words or pictures what the hint giver is giving, and it's great. And the designer of that game just has bonkers designs, and the fact that code names hit the way it did is, it's so weird. His name's Vlada Kvadl, something like that.
I couldn't tell you.
I can try to tell you, but it's, I don't know exactly how to pronounce it.
Well, I didn't mean it like it's run of the mill and simple. I meant more like it is a well-known game. Like it is like on like the same level as I feel like on the
Cards Against Humanity. Target,
yeah, it's everywhere. So it's a bit weird that it was the first time I tried it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for the interviews, James. And thank you all for listening to Winner's Bias. And congratulations to JW for winning the drawing.
Congratulations.
And if you would like to comment on the show, have any questions, or suggest discussion topics, you can email us at winnersbias@kboo.org. I'm Nate.
And I'm James. We want to remind you that KBOO is a volunteer-powered community platform. That means we are funded by you, the listener. If you enjoyed the program today, please consider showing your support by making a contribution. Just go to kboo.fm/give or text KBOO to 44321. And remember, it's not about the games you play, but all the creators you speak to along the way. Have a good one.
You are tuned to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM and streaming on the web at kboo.fm.
Tune in to KBOO every fourth Friday of the month at 8 p.m. for Squirrel Snow, the show where we broadcast galactic awareness, animal awareness, where we have fascinating conversations with movers and shakers in the fields of galactic awareness and animal awareness, and we play music that can raise our frequency of consciousness. Yeah, that is Squirrel Snow every fourth Friday of the month at 8 p.m. here on your community radio station, KBOO, Portland.
Did you know that KBOO is streaming live on the web? Well, you do now. Just type www.kboo.fm, click on Listen Live, and you've got us. Just another example of how KBOO 90.7 FM Portland works for you. It's your community radio.
I love you, KBOO.
Hello and welcome to Boom Goddess Radio. I am Jennifer Davis Page, your host, and today I have the pleasure of interviewing Julie Festerling, the founder and president of Phones Down, Just Drive. Texting and driving is a dangerous combination that diverts your attention from the road and significantly increases the risk of accidents, jeopardizing your safety and the safety of others on the road. Welcome, Julie, to Boom Goddess Radio.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me here today, Jennifer. It's really an honor to be part of your show.
This is such an important topic, and I just want to start at the top. Tell us why you started Phones Down, Just Drive, and when you started it.
Phones Down, Just Drive started 3 years ago. We're celebrating our third anniversary. And unfortunately, it was started because of a tragedy. My daughter and her boyfriend were just driving one day. It was a beautiful sunny day, and about 3:42 in the afternoon, they were rear-ended by a distracted driver. And unfortunately, my daughter Caitlin and her boyfriend Paul did not survive that crash. Thank you. It's one of those things that we never think will happen to us. We think we are invincible. And then when it does happen to us, it's one of those things, we can't change it. We can't go back and change the past. But we can take our pain and we can turn it into a purpose. And that's what we have done, is we started the nonprofit to try to prevent more tragedies like this from occurring to other families. If we can just get out there and educate people on the distracted driving laws, hopefully we can save several lives.
Can you tell me, has there been any legislation promoted that will prevent being on our cell phones while driving in our state?
So in 48 states, it is against the law to be texting and driving. We are in Arizona, and just a few years ago is when the law passed that it is against the law to be touching or manipulating any electronic device while driving. You know, Mothers Against Drunk Driving got started somewhere once upon a time too. It used to be frowned upon to drink and drive, but the fines and the penalties were not real strict. In recent years, they have become very strict. Well, with distracted driving, we are still in the infancy of the awareness with all. And the fines and the penalties are basically a slap on the wrist. In Arizona, your first offense will only be about $75 to $250 if you are even cited for having a cell phone in your hand or watching movies or interacting with it. But we're working to make those penalties stronger.
What are you doing to make those penalties stronger? Who are you talking with?
Mostly we've just been raising awareness around town with working with law enforcement and getting into schools and talking with students to try to teach good habits from the get-go. We do need to get with our political leaders to get them on board with us to help to get those fines and penalties to be stronger. We've been trying to get on some radio talk shows, on television, just to get that community support, because that's where it starts. To get politicians to fight for us, we need the community to back us.
What kind of response do you get when you go to high schools and go to their assemblies and give a presentation?
At first, students think that it's just not that big a deal. It's something that doesn't affect them. It doesn't affect their families is usually kind of the feedback we get from the kids. But then I've partnered up with a state trooper, Trooper Tim Vargo. He's a DPS trooper here. And he goes into the schools with me. Once Trooper Tim presents statistics of what he is seeing on our roadways, mm-hmm. and he talks about males versus females and ages that he is most likely dealing with out on the roads, it really gets kids' attention. So what he has found is it tends to be more males than females that he pulls over. And the average age is about 40 or 41 years old. And that really opens up a lot of discussion with the kids, because that's when they start saying, oh, my mom and dad refuse to put the phone down. And I tell them, I feel like it's dangerous driving with them, but yet they still won't put the phone down, and they get mad at me for asking them to put it down. So, you know, we talk about, well, what's a polite way? What's a respectful way to get your parents to put the phone down? Don't yell at your parents. That's disrespectful. But just in a loving way, say, I love you and you love me. Let's keep each other safe in the car.
I'm surprised that the ages are so old. I when I asked the question, I thought you were going to tell me, you know, between 18 and 25 were the ages of drivers that are on their. So I'm surprised that 40-year-olds ought to really know better.
They should know better. A lot of times it's the moms and dads that are just trying to get some work done, or maybe they're running late to get their child to soccer or baseball or piano lessons. Parents are busy. They're trying to multitask, and it's just not the time or place to do it. When we're behind the wheel, we have one job. Just drive. That's all. Arrive alive.
When you tell the students in the high schools, when you tell them about what happened to your daughter and her boyfriend, what kind of response do you get? Do you think that that changes the way they think when you tell your story?
Oh, absolutely. I usually show a news broadcast. We've been fortunate that several news stations have covered our story since the day it happened. The road was closed for hours because of fatalities. Usually roads get closed by first responders. So that day, the road was closed for several hours and news crews were out there. And they've been following our story ever since. So when I get in front of a group of students or in front of a rotary or something, I usually show one of the news segments that talks about April being National Distracted Driving Awareness Month. And it talks about Caitlin and Paul and also about the laws and the fines and the penalties. So at first, you know, kids are chatty. By the end of that news segment, they're quiet, they're solemn, mm-hmm. there are tears in their eyes with some of the kids. It gets their attention. And oftentimes at the end of class, students will come up to me or Trooper Tim and say, "Miss, I lost," and they'll mention their family member. It's affected more families than we realize. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times the kids won't talk about their situation in front of the whole class. They wait until after class and tell us their stories. And then we pass out swag that they can take with them. Magnets, stickers, water bottles. And it's just, so we definitely are getting through to these kids and trying to teach healthy driving habits from the get-go.
Do you encourage young people that have lost a loved one due to an accident while texting? Do you encourage them to maybe come on the stage and actually tell their story, give them the confidence that they need to tell their stories to their classmates so that it will make a bigger impression?
You know, that's a really great idea. We have not been encouraging that. We have encouraged them to get involved with volunteering with us. We do have quite a few kids and high school age people who volunteer at home shows, in parades, at car meets. They do that, but I've not really had them tell their story. And I think that's such a wonderful idea. Thank you for suggesting that.
You're very welcome, because, you know, they listen to each other. You know, they may not listen to adults, which is what they sometimes don't do, but perhaps listening to a fellow classmate that has lost a loved one due to texting and driving might make a big impression on them. I understand that 23 times more likely to crash under vehicles while texting and driving. I mean, the statistics are staggering. Nearly 80% of crashes involve a distracted driver. And they say that teens who text while driving spend 10% of the time outside their lanes. Let's talk a little bit about statistics that you have gathered.
Okay. So one thing we notice firsthand is when we're driving down the street, we can tell if somebody is most likely interacting with their phone. They're swerving. Mm-hmm. They're driving slowly. They're driving faster. They're all over the place. Texting and driving is more dangerous usually than drinking and driving. If a person is intoxicated or under the influence, whether it be alcohol, drugs, marijuana, all of those things affect our ability to think clearly and to react quickly. When somebody is drinking and driving or under the influence, they're still usually looking at the road when they're driving. They're trying really hard to see where their lane is, what's in front of them. They're really trying to concentrate. When somebody's looking at their phone, their eyes are not even looking at the road. Their eyes are looking down, or they're looking at a screen and they're missing everything in front of them. So if a person is texting and driving, on average, it takes about 5 seconds to look at that text. You hear the ding, you look at the text, and that takes our eyes off the road about 5 seconds, mm-hmm. which, if we're traveling at 55 miles per hour, that is like driving the length of a football field with a blindfold on. Who intentionally gets into a car, puts on a blindfold, and starts to drive? Well, mm-hmm. I would hope none of us, mm-hmm. but looking at a cell phone is the same thing. And going back to those statistics, those numbers are pretty accurate, but keep in mind, those are only the statistics for crashes or incidents that have been documented as that. There are so many other crashes out there that aren't even accounted for. So those numbers are very low, in my opinion. They're actually worse than what is recorded online.
I was reading an AT&T survey, driver survey, and it said that 97% of all teenagers agree that texting while driving is dangerous. So they do know that. But 43%, according to this survey, do it anyway. How do you explain such a thing?
Because they don't think it will happen to them. We as humans think that we are invincible. We think that we can just multitask and do all these things, but we can't always. Or maybe it's not even us that's causing the incident, but it's somebody else. So when we're driving, we need to drive defensively too. Even if we're not texting or looking at our phones, the other people on the road next to us probably are. So we need to pay extra attention to protect ourselves and them. So even though people know it's dangerous, they still do it because I think at the end of the day, they just don't think it will happen to them. They don't know how quickly life can change.
You are listening to Boom Goddess Radio. I'm Jennifer Davis Page, your host. We're speaking with Julie Festerling, founder and president of Phones Down, Just Drive. Tell me, the National Safety Council reports that cell phone use leads to 1.6 million crashes each year. I mean, that's a staggering amount of crashes. And what does it say? It says 660,000 drivers use their cell phones while behind the wheel. Those are staggering numbers.
It's absolutely out of control. We say that it's an epidemic. And people, I don't get it, Jennifer. I just don't get it. We had hundreds of people at my daughter's celebration of life. Those people know what killed my daughter and her boyfriend. They know. And yet I still pull up next to these people driving down the road on the freeway, on surface streets, and a lot of them are on their phones. They see me, they realize it's me, and they quickly drop the phone and then they wave to me. They don't care. People are too selfish. It goes back again to that they just don't think it will happen to them. Well, like I said before, we never thought this would happen to us either, and it did. And I was just going to say, I just cannot say it enough times or loud enough. Just do all we can to prevent these things. And the number one thing to do while driving is simply put the phone down. Most cars have Bluetooth. Use the Bluetooth. If you feel you need to use the phone, I mean, ideally, we should not use the phone at all while driving, but especially don't touch it.
Now, when we were talking about 40 and 41-year-olds that are the biggest age group that are guilty of this. When you go and you talk to the Rotary, which is that age group, what kind of response do you get from them? And are you able to change their minds?
They seem very sympathetic. They're very sorry that this affected our family like this. Most of the Rotary people I have spoken to are a little older than that. Mm-hmm. And several of them have said to me, they don't use their phone while driving. They think it takes all they have to just focus on driving without right. that additional distraction. Right. So they seem very supportive with it all. But they're also at an older age where they're just really, they didn't grow up with cell phones.
Right.
That's still new technology. Our kids, our next generation is growing up basically with a cell phone put in their hand from the day they're born. Parents drive with the kids in the car, and what's the pacifier they give them? They hand them the cell phone or a tablet. Kids don't go outside and play like they used to. They're on their phones and on their tablets. So that's what worries me. We need to get the message out there and start these healthy driving habits, because the kids have taught differently from day one. And they've watched their parents interact on their phones since day one while driving.
Have you been able to get an audience with the Department of Motor Vehicle for people that are trying to get their driver's license? Okay, for those young people that go out and they're thrilled to death that they've got a permit and now they're going to drive to see if they can get a driver's license. Have you thought about that group? Have you thought about talking to the DMV about letting you do a presentation periodically with that group of young people?
That's a great idea and something we definitely should do. We have not done that. We've talked about getting in with driving schools, mm-hmm. because public schools don't really have driver's ed in them much anymore.
Okay.
That's the class we were using to get into schools, is we would partner with the driver's ed teacher at high schools. But not many schools have driver's ed anymore, so now these are all private companies that are teaching kids to drive. So we're trying to get in with them to present to those kids and at least get a packet to those kids of healthy driving habits. We have partnered a little bit with ADOT, the Arizona Department of Transportation. Mm-hmm. So when people drive down the freeway, they'll see signs up above the freeway. Sometimes for a while they talked about wear your COVID mask. Mm-hmm. Well, we argued with them that, okay, we know that and COVID masks don't affect driving, but phones do. So April, they usually put some signs up there for us to remind people to put the phone down and avoid distracted driving. But there are so many organizations we need to get in with and partner with. DPS passes out our flyers, not all troopers, but some of their state troopers. When they have routine traffic stops, they'll pass out phones down, just drive flyers, just reminding people what the law is. But that's what it's all about, the community partnerships. We need to build more of those to get the message out there.
You talked a little bit about Bluetooth a few minutes ago. Now, is it mm-hmm. legal for people to have their earplugs in and having a conversation on the phone while driving? Now, they still have their hands on the wheel. They're still focused on the road. But mm-hmm. is that against the law or?
Technically, it is not against the law. You are allowed to talk on the phone as long as it's hands-free, whether it be Bluetooth with the car mm-hmm. or if it's ear pods or something like that you have in your ears, that's totally allowed. Now, is it dangerous? It's more dangerous than not doing it because it does take our attention away from driving. Mm-hmm. But it's not against the law. It's not against the law to do that. So as long as you're hands-free, you're able to do that. That's another thing we've been working on, is partnering with car dealerships mm-hmm. and trying to get a sponsorship from them where they will help us to produce packets to give to new car drivers. Anyone who comes in and buys a new car, we would like to congratulate them on buying a new car that has hands-free technology. Mm-hmm. And if they need help learning how to use it, we would like to make sure to get them that help that they need. And even used car dealerships, people are buying cars that are not equipped with hands-free technology. We would like, as an organization, to give those drivers a hands-free device to put in their car. They just need to reach out to us and we will help hook them up with that.
You talked about 48 states have a law against texting and driving. And in doing some reading, I found out the Missouri and Montana are the only U.S. states where texting and driving are still legal.
Still legal. It's unbelievable.
And I don't know why. I know you don't know why. And I see that Arizona and Texas are also still very lenient with the drivers that are doing this. We talked about that. So now when you talk to your trooper, does he, do the troopers, are they really looking for these drivers that are texting and driving? Do they really look for them?
I know Trooper Tim is, and he's out here on Interstate 10 and Oracle Road, and he's looking for them, and a few of his buddies are too, a few of his colleagues. But we need more. Like, I talked to a sergeant with another local jurisdiction, and he said to me, "Oh, I cannot wait until that law passes." I said, "Sergeant, that law passed 2 years ago. Are you not issuing citations?" He said, "Thanks for letting me know. I had no idea the law even passed." So that tells me that we need to do a better job of educating everyone, including law enforcement, that this law has passed, and they need to start, they just need to start enforcing the law.
Absolutely. Tell me this. I understand that, you talked earlier about driving while intoxicated, and I can't believe that that's less dangerous than driving while texting. Let me ask you about your volunteer program. I know you have a volunteer program, and for those that are listening that might want to join your team, tell us what we can do and what kind of qualifications we need.
Well, we would love anyone and everyone who supports this Phones Down, Just Drive, whoever supports it and leads by example, we would love for you to get involved, whether it be time, talents, or treasures. We've had people get involved, and then we see them drive down the street with their phone like a piece of pizza in front of them.
Oh, my.
We don't want the hypocrites. We need people who walk the talk. I'm just going to be blunt because it's really awkward when people come to me later and say, "We saw so-and-so volunteering with you, and then we saw her on her phone holding it." We don't want that. But what we do want is the people who truly believe in this and who live by this example. We want all ages. We're in the process of reaching out to more younger because that's where it starts, with our youth. And we're starting a junior ambassador program where if they need so many hours or credits, perhaps for a National Junior Honor Society, they can come volunteer in one of our booths or even do some projects at home, getting packets put together at home. Not everybody likes to volunteer their time. So that's where they can donate treasures. They can always write a check or donate some money with a credit card. And the best way to get a hold of us is through Facebook. Phones Down, Just Drive is our Facebook page. And then we also have a website, www.phonesdownjustdrive.org. Phonesdownjustdrive.org.
And do you want to give a telephone number out?
Sure, I would love to. Our phone number is 520-307-1013. And we're looking for anyone who wants to partner up to just spread this life-saving message. Put the phone down and just drive and arrive alive.
We talked about Missouri and Montana being the only states where the driving while texting is still legal. And then I saw that Alaska and Oregon are ranked number one in the country with the strictest driving laws. You could get fined from $250 to $2,000 if you get caught in those two states. What do you know about that?
I know that we need to bring that to Arizona and to all 50 states, because just like I said before, drinking and driving started somewhere. We used to not look at that as a serious situation. And now you get a DUI, it's probably at least $10,000 in fines and penalties and lawyers' fees and all of that stuff, and jail time. So how long is it going to take to get texting and driving to be that serious? Until we start charging people more money, I don't think they're going to take it seriously. Hitting the wallet is what gets people's attention.
Julie, I want to thank you for bringing this important message to our listeners. Would you mind giving us the information again, your website, your phone number, and email, where people can reach out and get additional information?
Our email address is info@phonesdownjustdrive.org. That's info@phonesdownjustdrive.org. And we would love for you to like our page on Facebook, which is Phones Down Just Drive. And also be sure to check out our website, www.phonesdownjustdrive.org. And feel free to reach out with a phone call or a text at 520-307-1013.
Thank you so much. I want to thank our listeners for their continued support. Please visit us at boomgoddessradio.com. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, Boom Goddess Radio. We can also be heard on Spotify, iHeart, Amazon, and CastBox. And remember, love, kindness, and respect is never wasted. The only thing that's wasted is a day without a smile. I will see you on the radio next week. And this is Jennifer signing off.
Sintonizando KDOO Portland.
Bienvenidos a un breve informativo en su estación comunitaria KBOO 90.7 FM. Hoy martes, primero de octubre del 2024.